Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome to this very special Project Love podcast, where we are celebrating 3 years of Get Ready for Love.
Yeah, can I also just mention that we're back in the official Project Love recording studio, which is a child's teepee.
Welcome to the teepee. The teepee of love.
We're literally huddled into space of about 1 square metre.
It's very warm.
Cuddled up, yeah, boiling hot. Feeling full of love, though, thinking of the last 3 wonderful years of Get Ready for Love.
Yeah.
It's still, you know what's so magical about it is the Love Zone community.
Yeah.
Around. It's the power of the course also, obviously, but the Love Zone community, just popping in there today again to sort of see the latest messages, it has just been a continual source of inspiration and love and sisterhood and connection. So to all of you that have been a part of that, in the last 3 years, whether you're still there now or whether you were there in the beginning, thank you. You've made it truly magical.
So for those of you that don't know, Get Ready for Love is our 30-lesson online course that helps women to transform their love lives from the inside out. And since we launched it back in 2015, we've had a 4-page cover story in Psychology's magazine. We've had a Grazia feature, and soon, in the next few weeks, we're going to have Red Magazine as well, which
Yay!
Is going to be out on the 2nd of July.
Oh, fantastic. So to celebrate our 3-year anniversary, we've decided to do something we've been meaning to do for a long time, which is to start gathering in stories of women who've done Get Ready for Love so they can share their experiences of finding love with another, finding love within themselves, which is always a big one. Even when people join Get Ready for Love so that they can obviously find love with another, the self-love journey is such a big one. And that's actually what we're going to be focusing on today in this episode, is talking about the power of self-love and the importance of self-love when it comes to finding love, but also when it comes to making love last. So we've made a start of gathering in some of the stories from the women from our gorgeous Love Zone community, which comes as part of the whole Get Ready for Love experience, where you'll find women sharing their lessons on love and their stories on finding love on the inside and on the outside. And they're so gorgeous.
So for those of you that aren't aware of Get Ready for Love, self-love is really right at the heart of the journey that we take women on when we help them to transform their love lives. And actually, self-love is right at the heart of everything that we do at Project Love, because when you prioritise self-love and you really invest in your relationship with yourself and really learn to love yourself, your whole life transforms from the inside out. We're so passionate about this topic. So what was really interesting is how quite a few of the women in the Love Zone commented about how self-love totally transformed their experience of being single and transformed their whole approach to dating.
Yeah, and actually afterwards, once they're in a relationship, realising what an impact it has once they're in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we talk about self-love a lot. In fact, if you haven't already signed up to our newsletter, then go and do it on loveprojectlove.com. Head over to Start Here and you'll be able to get our audio workshop all about self-love, because it really is at the heart of pretty much everything that we talk about. When it comes to finding love, there is that kind of classic cliche, you have to learn to love yourself before you can love someone else, or they can love you. I'm never not sure which way it goes round. And it's an interesting debate, because actually Vicky and I have talked about this a lot. Does it always have to happen that way? I don't think it does. I think you can be with someone, and that's been more your journey of being with someone and then stepping onto your real path of self-love. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking for love and you're wanting to find love, then self-love, without a shadow of a doubt, is absolutely the key.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it just, it's incredible. I mean, and if anyone's read anything about my story, then you'll know that it's been a big part of my journey of finding love. And it's definitely, like many of the women who've been through Get Ready for Love as well, I've noticed how it changed. It's also come through into my relationship as well, as like the foundation of relationship. And that when self-love and self-care are out in my own relationship with myself, it immediately impacts on my relationship with my partner. But what I love about the self what I love about with Get Ready for Love is women obviously come to it because they want to meet someone. And then we start off, I'm not going to give too much away in case you haven't done it, but it's not a massive secret that a lot of it is about self-love. But it's that you, it's amazing that time after time we see this shift in when women come to the course feeling a bit like, is it ever going to happen? Feeling a bit hopeless, feeling like the problem is out there, feeling like the problem is there aren't enough people out there, single people out there that I'm attracted to. And as we get them to turn inwards and start looking at their own relationship with themselves and cultivating their own self-love and love within themselves, the shift in, I really think it's a remembering of how love actually works. Because, you know, we talk about this a lot, but I think it needs to be talked about a lot because I think it's such an entrenched narrative in our society that love is something that you're, that is given to you by that one romantic special person in your life. And if you don't have that person, then you can't possibly be full of love. Massive myth, not true. But also that that person is then, even if you do find a person that's willing to just constantly feed you with love, they're never going to be able to do it because you do have to find it within yourself. You're never going to be satisfied with them. They're never going to feel like they're good enough. Eventually they're going to get exhausted of trying to feed you with the love you can't give yourself. It's just not a good idea. I need to get that on, that motto on a t-shirt. Not even a motto. I don't even know what that is. It's just a regular saying. But I think that when you actually really start to get into, really dig into how the impact that self-love, and you start to see it as we do day in, day out, the impact that self-love has on people, how it shifts. And what I love about this is you can get really woo-woo about, like, you know, your sort of the your vibe shifts and your energy shifts and you start to attract in people, you know, vibrating at a different energy. But that is exactly what happens. And it might not have anything to do with energy. It depends on what you believe. But even if you just believe in body language and the way your facial expressions, if you're feeling full of love and you're feeling happy, then someone else who's also sort of full of love and happy is going to almost recognize you. A bit like dogs recognize each other. Terrible analogy, but you know what I mean. But you're gonna, and if someone is feeling like, if, you know, many years I was like a tortured soul when it came to my love life, and I, what a surprise, 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 I would attract other people who felt like they weren't worthy of love and who were all a bit messed up when it came to relationships. And it was like the perfect storm to create really needy, dramatic people kind of coming together. And I think you, with even subconsciously, you spot, oh, that's, I'm attracted to that. That's what I need to feed into this. This slightly warped way of seeing love and relationships. And so when you start to really practice self-love, it does shift things. How do you see that with your, both in Get Ready for Love, but also with your clients, how self-love just really changes things up for them?
It's like getting an upgrade. Once you start to really invest in your relationship with yourself and treat yourself with the love and respect that you want from others, then you invite others to do the same. So you treat yourself with that same love and respect that you want from others. And then somehow you don't tolerate the other people out there that won't treat you with the love and respect that you really deserve. And it can actually help you to see people differently, whether it's people you already know, people in your life, which I've actually had this happen with a client recently where a guy was in her life for years. And through doing the Get Ready for Love course, and this was the coaching course, she's just started to see this guy differently, in a different way, in a different light. And they're together now. And this amazing love story. That he was there all along.
Exactly.
And it's also, you know, the people that you then start attracting in, like new people that you're meeting, whether you're meeting them online or offline. And it also helps you to put some boundaries in place. So I had a client recently who was chatting away with someone on Bumble, and the conversation was just very one-sided. You know, she wasn't really getting much from the conversation. She was asking questions and he was just answering the questions rather than, you know, an actual conversation. And she was a bit, you know, bored by the whole thing, quite
frankly.
Wasn't
putting in much effort.
Yeah. And she just decided to stop engaging with him and move on and start chatting to someone else, another guy that she'd matched with. Whereas before, she would have carried on chatting, maybe gone out with him on a first date, knowing that he's just not treating her, you know, with love and respect. And she just knew, she could see it clearly. So it gives you that clarity. And also to know that you actually deserve more, because you're treating yourself that way and you know that you deserve more. You're just not going to put up with the people that aren't treating you with that same love and respect that you really deserve.
I remember when that shift happened for me, when I was going through my Get Ready for Love journey, and suddenly exactly the same thing. I remember being set up with some guy and we were connected on Facebook, and he was so like, sort of like playing it cool. Mm. I was like, do you know what? I've had enough of these dates. Mm. I know exactly what I'm going to get from you and what I'm not going to get from you. And it's not going to be what I want and need. Mm-hmm. Like, I want someone who's like, great, you mm-hmm. seem fantastic. As someone was saying in the Love Zone the other day, it's just like, you want to have a hell yes, not someone's who's like, oh, I'm not sure because I'm da da da. They're like, you know what, no, I want someone who's really up for this, who's really up for giving this a go. It might not work out, but at least someone who's got the enthusiasm, A, for a relationship, mm-hmm. and B, for me. Mm-hmm. And it's once you have that love for yourself, mm-hmm. of course you're not willing to put up for it. It's like if you were dating on behalf of your best friend or a sibling that you love, or anyone that you love, mm-hmm. And you were going out and finding dating candidates for them, you're not going to choose that person who's just like, yeah, I suppose, whatever, like maybe. You're like, next. You want to mm-hmm. choose someone who's like, yeah, I'm really up for dating people, getting to know someone, really want to have a relationship, and yeah, your friend, your brother, whoever it is you're doing mm. it for, seems fantastic. Let's go on a date. That's the response that you want for someone you love, and therefore that is the response that you are asking for yourself when you're practicing self-love. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's such a key part. I do remember as well, it was interesting, it's as much as the people who I was attracted to changed, and also the people who were attracted to me changed. Mm. And we hear that time and time again.
Yeah.
It's just like, and equally, you can go from never having people approach you. We hear this a lot. Suddenly practicing self-love, looking up at the world, smiling, just really allowing love to kind of start flourishing in your life and seeing it in all areas, aligning yourself with love, mm-hmm. really making love a part of your life, is that suddenly people will say, I'm, for the first time in my life, being asked out on dates by people. So whereas, you know, before, that person might have thought, oh, these days no one ever approaches you and asks you on a date. And it's like, maybe they do approach people, but just not the ones that are looking angry and pissed off.
Yeah.
Which was always me, scowling at the world. Maybe the ones that are relaxed, looking happy and smiling at the world. No, it's kind of common sense that, you know, the more that you're feeling full of love, the more other people are going to want to be around you.
Mm-hmm. What it also does is to really help you to build a sense of resilience, you know, particularly with the ups and downs of the dating journey, with its disappointments and setbacks. And we see women who post on the Love Zone after disappointments, like being ghosted, after you really like someone that you've been on a date with, how self-love can help you to manage those disappointments and help you to bounce back and return to the world of dating with a renewed spirit and fresh energy.
Do you know what's amazing as well, actually, in the Love Zone? It's a really good example of what happens when women or people are coming together and all practicing self-love, because I don't think it's a coincidence that all these women who are practicing self-love now offer up the wisest, most loving support and words of wisdom when anyone ever posts in there saying, I need help, I've broken up with my boyfriend, I went on this date and it didn't work out, or I've been ghosted. You don't get what you could sometimes get from other people is like, oh, screw him anyway, you're better than, you know, that kind of bravado.
Yeah.
Because they're coming from such a place of love, the support is just, it's so healthy and wise and loving. I am constantly blown away by the Love Zone community. I cannot get enough of it. And even though, obviously we're in there because we're there, you know, offering guidance and stuff. But I would be in there just as a participant, even as someone who's been with a partner for now, was it 4 years, something like that? Can't remember. Because just the love in there and the sharing and just talking about love, it helps to sort of realign you, remind you to step in love, mm-hmm. and kind of align yourself with love. But I think also, yeah, that's important, an important element of it in the knockbacks when it comes to dating and finding love, is that the response is not to go to what I used to do before I'd kind of really kicked in with the self-love, was to sort of turn in on myself. And then instantly the shitting committee would come in. It's like, see, because you're unlovable. You're never going to meet anyone. Of course, you know, someone like Kim doesn't fancy like you. Guys never fancy, you know, they find all women like you intimidating, da, 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 and on it would go. Whereas when I was coming from a space of self-love, then the response would be like, would be a loving voice in me going, I know it's disappointing. I know you really want to be with someone. I found a letter that I wrote to myself the other day, and I shared it before on the blog post, actually. But it was a letter that I wrte to myself when I was single. And it's just, it still blows me away to this day. I was so loving, and I just knew it. I was just like, I know how frustrating this is, that you, I know you're really good in partnership, and I know how much you want to meet someone, and you will, and you'll look back on this time and realize how you needed this to really step into your own power and learn how to love yourself. And that will make you the partner and the parent that you one day want to be.
Wow.
And I was just like, we've shared it on the blog before.
But it's just sharing it again. Wow.
It's crazy. And that is what we can do when we do start to practice self-love and practice speaking to ourselves with that loving voice. It just, it changes everything. It changes your response to all sorts of setbacks in life. But I think it's particularly powerful when it does come to finding love.
So one woman who did get ready for love many years ago actually wrote a blog post to tell us about her experience and the impact that it had had on her life. So we're just going to read out a quote from it. Since completing the course, I've realised one thing. I am already complete. I love my life and I accept my flaws. When I stopped and actually thought about my life decisions and the abundance of love I have from friends and family, I realised that I survive, enjoy and love my life every day without someone needing to validate or complete it for me. And then she goes on to say that it hasn't made her anti-relationships, that she really does want to meet someone, but that she's not looking for that partner to complete her. And then she finishes with a beautiful line. When you truly learn to love who you are, you will be complete.
Oh my God, it's just so good.
Yeah.
There's something so inspiring about stories of, I would say men as well, but we obviously hear the stories of women, but hearing the stories of women really finding that love within themselves. Mm. I also love the real love stories about how people, you know, meet one another and get together and, you know, overcome challenges or whatever. But there's something so special about women realizing that they don't need a man to complete them, because I think it's such a long-held and deeply entrenched narrative in, you know, in our society that we do need someone to complete us. And so, oh God, those words are just magic. Absolutely love it. If you do want to go and read more stories like that, success stories, then head to loveprojectlove.com/success-stories. And we did send out an email to all the women in the Love Zone and had done Get Ready for Love to say, please send us your stories. But if you hadn't got that and you would love to add your story, then yeah, just drop us an email at hello@loveprojectlove.com, because we want that page just keep growing with more and more stories as they come in. They're just it's so heartwarming and life affirming to read things like that, isn't it? So let's get into then, once you've found love with a nice, happy, healthy person, other human being, how does self-love play an important role in keeping that love alive?
Well, many people think that once you've found the partner that you don't need to think about self-love
anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. Stop the solo date. Yeah. No need for that anymore. Got someone to go on dates with now.
And actually someone in the Love Zone posted a little comment and said, I was feeling really resentful in my relationship. And when I looked at my relationship and my partner, it wasn't actually my partner's fault. There was nothing that he was doing that was wrong. She had a good look at herself and realised self-love was the piece that was missing. And she had, on her Get Ready for Love journey of finding love, you know, self-love had been a key part of that, but that had been forgotten about when she'd found love with her partner. And it was that reminder, oh, right, okay, I need to be practicing this when I'm in a relationship as well.
If in a relationship, experiencing problems, then the first thing to do is for each person to look at their own self-care and their own self-love.
Yeah.
Because guaranteed, nearly always, that's part of the problem, that it's suddenly one of you is feeling stressed and not looking after yourselves. And so I'm going to speak, because it's actually me, I'm basically describing myself when I get stressed and I don't respond to that by upping my own self-care and my own self-love. Then I immediately will look to the people closest to me. So it'd be my partner, my best friends, and I'll be like, you're not being there for me, you're not doing what I need, rather than actually recognizing that I'm not giving myself what I need. And sometimes giving myself what I need is to go to my partner and say, I need a cuddle, or I need to talk about this, or I need to have a lie-in. So can we work that one out? Mm-hmm. And as actually asking, you know, it's not about living as an island that you should be completely feeding yourself with all the love that you need. But a large percentage of it, I think, does have to come from you. And then knowing how to go out there and say to people, look, this is what I need at the moment. This is the love and support that I need right now, and being able to ask for it. That's definitely a big lesson that I've learned. But that one of self-care being nearly always being out when couples get into arguments and start falling out is such an interesting one. I remember reading that, a therapist writing about that, that's always the first thing she goes to with her clients who are couples, is like, let's look at your self-care. And she says, and it's always off. So it's a really good, and self-care, self-love, I would package as really the same thing in that scenario. It is really important to keep making that time for yourself, because otherwise you'll go back to feeling neglected again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a lot of reports of people feeling lonely even when they're in relationships. In fact, there's nothing more lonely. It's the worst kind of loneliness to feel lonely when you're in a relationship, because at least when you're single, you think, well, once I have that, I won't feel lonely. But when you're in a relationship, you're like, shit, now what? Mm-hmm. There isn't anything to aim for. This was supposed to not happen when I'm in a relationship. And I think that's often the biggest shock of all.
So the author of Lovability, Robert Holden, he had this really lovely quote about relationships, and he said, the relationship with yourself sets the tone for every relationship that you will have. I love that.
That's so good.
He wrote the book Lovability, How to Love and Be Loved, which is such a beautiful book. It's beautiful meditation on love. And that's where that quote comes from.
I think it's about bringing romance into life in general as well. I think that, you know, I really truly love Valentine's Day as a day, not just for giving myself self-love, but for romancing myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, buying flat, but like, I don't know, I feel like romance is in the end. I know it's really cheesy and I get really frustrated at the cheesiness of it, but I'm just like, I'm just going to ignore that and do it my way. And I romance myself, but then my partner actually is really into like using that as a day of romance and taking me out for dinner with all the other cheesy couples doing the same thing. but there's something about, I think, when you make sure you're giving yourself love and romancing yourself, buying yourself flowers on a whim, or taking yourself off for a little treat, like to an art gallery or to a cafe and buying yourself brunch, or treating yourself as special. I think it opens it up in the relationship as well. It reminds you both, do you know what? This is important to do it for myself, but also to do it for one another.
Yeah.
And I think if you've been out just romancing yourself, you're going to come home feeling far more eager to also offer that romance and that love to your partner. I think sometimes we can, when we're neglecting ourselves, it's so easy to turn to the person we're in a relationship with and think that it's them neglecting us, rather than recognizing that, again, like attracts like, you're setting the tone. Yeah. If you're not giving yourself, if you're neglecting yourself, not treating yourself as special, whether you realise it or not, we're giving these vibes off of what we're welcoming in, what we're inviting in. You might be, if you're neglecting yourself, you could be giving off really standoffish vibes in your relationship. And they're just like, all right, they need a bit of space. So I think it really does that, if you're treating yourself with love and respect and romancing yourself, or treating yourself just how you want to be treated in the relationship, I think you just keep opening up that circle within your relationship as well. I think it can be easy to kind of go, yeah, like you say, oh, well, now I'm in a relationship, I'll stop those solo dates and treating myself with daily acts of love, and just now I've got the goal, I've got the prize. They'll do it all for me.
And another woman in the Love Zone posted a picture of this really special breakfast that she'd made herself on Valentine's morning. And she said, this ritual of making herself breakfast on Valentine's Day made her really believe more and more that she is worth time, effort, and heaps of love.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I think there's something really special about, even though you're in a relationship, taking yourself out on dates and doing special things.
Yeah.
I think when I see mums who are taking themselves, still practicing self-love and romancing themselves and making the time for that, to me, that's like, wow. Mm. I just think that, oh, it's such a powerful example to set to your kids. It's amazing. And it does get harder to do. I will warrant that. I keep thinking I need to take myself on a date to the cinema. That keeps not happening. But I find smaller things to do. Bought myself flowers yesterday as a treat for myself, spontaneously. What's been brilliant has been seeing in the Love Zone over the past 3 years all the different solo dates that women have gone on. Who was it? We'll use first names, so they can't be identified. I'm sure they won't mind the first names. But Nicola took herself off to Babington House, didn't she? Yeah. Did she have one of those standalone baths and like a roaring fire?
Yeah.
And just like really treated herself to a luxury. I reckon it was like basically a suite in most people's terms.
It sounded like that, yes.
Glass of champagne, breakfast in bed the next morning. I mean, that is just the ultimate just solo date, solo romantic weekend. And just, but to do that and to just relish in it. Mm. Someone else actually, I'm sure Sarah took herself off for a night in a hotel in London, even though she lived in London.
Then we had someone do a spa weekend once.
I'm sure, yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah. I think someone else took herself off on a, I mean, these are the big ones, you know what I mean? Like, you could literally take yourself to a cafe and have a cup of tea and get a magazine. It doesn't have to be that big. Someone else took themselves off on a hot balloon. What's it called?
Hot
air balloon. Not hot, just a hot balloon. Hot air balloon ride that she lived in, I think, like, Arizona or somewhere.
Yeah.
And was, like, going over the mountains. That was an amazing solo date. But yeah, that's one of just seeing people taking themselves off on dates. It's again, there's something that feels so powerful and playful and like almost deliciously indulgent and a bit rebellious, because again, it comes back to that's not what we've been told we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all instinctively know that doing something like that is, yeah, it's liberating, really liberating. And the power is that you can give yourself the experience of being treated as special and being romanced and being loved without it having to come from anyone else. It can come from you. And that is just, to me, that is like discovering magic. It's just that you can give yourself those feelings and those experiences on a Saturday afternoon, whenever you want. It's like, why aren't we all doing it more?
Mm. It's like empowerment through self-love. And actually, we have a really lovely story about this. So we had a lady comment in the Love Zone that she booked a holiday degrees on her own and she enrolled in pole dancing classes for a month. And then she commented how empowered that she felt afterwards. How amazing is that?
Oh, it's so good. I also love that she was in Norway. We do have people all over the world join us in the Love Zone. And actually, that is an amazing thing as well, is that, you know, the experiences of love, finding love, of making it last, of designing a life you love, of living in love, is that they're universal experiences. We literally have women all over the world, from Australia to Norway to Argentina, the US, I don't know, where are the...
Tel Aviv,
yeah, exactly, who have done Get Ready for Love over the last 3 years. And it makes no difference what culture you're from, what language you speak. Our experiences in love are always boiled down to the same thing. And that's such a beautiful thing to remember and such a beautiful kind of unifying topic, really.
Yeah.
Love and the challenges of finding it and making it last. And self-love is at the heart of it, no matter what. So if you want to read, so if you want to go and check out the success stories that have come in so far, then head over to loveprojectlove.com/success-stories. I think it will be that. If you enjoyed listening about self-love and it's something that you want to get deeper into, we've done a whole audio workshop on it. Head over to the website and to the Start Here button in the navigation and you will get to a sign-up box where you can pop your email address and your name, sign up to our newsletter so you get these podcasts as soon as they're fresh off the press. They don't come off the press, but that's fine. And you'll also then get the audio workshop. And if you want to do Get Ready for Love, of course, then come and join us. Head over to loveprojectlove.com/get-ready-for-love. We just look forward to so many more years hanging out in the Love Zone and seeing people go through that journey. And we recently put everything on a brand new sparkling platform, which, people have been loving. So thank you for all your feedback on that. Yeah, and we look forward to seeing many more women coming through the doors. And we've got lots of plans for different ways that we can grow the Get Ready for Love audience and open up to new audiences too. But that's all I'm going to say on that
for now. Before Vicky gags me before I make any promises.
But it's on its way. One day. The ideas are there.
We have so loved talking about this topic, a topic that is so close to our hearts. We really hope you've enjoyed it.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.